Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
We'll start with a story that you'll be hearing much more about today. You heard Shane mention it there a few moments ago. It's on the front of the Irish Times this morning. EPA warns state has only 20 pristine rivers left. Water quality in the country's rivers and lakes is getting worse, according to this new EPA report that's out this morning. There's just 20 rivers having pristine conditions last year. It's down from more than 500 back in the 1980s. And this water quality in Ireland report from, it looks at 2013 to 2018. It's been published today and it states that just over 52% of surface water, which includes things like your rivers, lakes, estuaries, coastal waters, was found to be in what they described as a satisfactory ecological health. So the remaining 47% was deemed to be in a moderate, poor or bad ecological state. And the Environmental Protection Agency has also described as a very significant concern, a finding that the number of pristine river sites had actually dropped to just 20 in this country, which it said was at an all-time low. And the report also notes a dramatic loss of sites with what is deemed to be best of the best river water. Just 13%, for instance, of some sites were pristine, between when you look at older reports from 1987 up to the 1990s compared with some of the reports in recent times. And also Shane O'Boyle of the EPA is quoted in the front of the Irish Times this morning saying the sites are important reservoirs also in terms of biodiversity and their decline is really worrying. And there's more on that story right across the Irish Times too this morning, but as you heard Shane mention there, that is something that they will be discussing on News Talk Breakfast just after 7 o'clock this morning. The Irish Independent leads today with insurance scammers facing 10 years in jail for perjury. This is new laws to crack down on the so-called campo culture by jailing people who lie under oath for up to 10 years. It could be passed actually by TDs within days, according to the Irish Independent this morning, because the government is moving to fast track this legislation that will basically try to put the offence of perjury on a statutory footing for the first time. And in recent days, the Irish Independent had exposed how some lawyers and GPs were fueling compensation culture by actively encouraging patients to bring claims. That's according to the Irish Independent. And this investigation also uncovered how some solicitors are asking doctors to amend medical reports for personal injury claims. And the new laws, which could come into force in early next year, will see people who lie under oath or misrepresent themselves in court facing prosecution, and the sanctions there could include a fine of up to €100,000 or even a jail term of up to 10 years. You can let us know your view on that story this morning. We're interested in hearing what people think. I assume most people will think that's a good thing, but you can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. The Irish Examiner leads this morning. Their headline today: Murphy eligible for €24,000 council gratuity. This is the paper's political editor Daniel McConnell writing this morning that the former Fine Gael TD Dara Murphy has been entitled to a €24,000 gratuity since last week relating to his time as Cork City Councillor. And this is in addition to his €500,000 severance and pension package from his time in the Oireachtas, which has also kicked in since his resignation as a member of Dáil Éireann last week. And there's more details on that story right across the front page of the Irish Examiner this morning, and also lots of analysis as well on the inside of the paper. Just a quick look though at some of the tabloids this morning, their headlines there today. The Daily Mail goes with RTE, yes, we will make the €60 million cut. This is management of the state broadcaster to deliver a stark warning to a Dáil committee later today. The changes need to happen and will happen. That's what's quoted across the Daily Mail. This is management due to appear before the Oireachtas Committee on Communications about their finances. That's a story I've no doubt you will be hearing much more about later this afternoon. The Herald goes this morning with two quizzed over a shooting last year. The Sun leads today with details of a Garda search of a rickshaw as part of Operation Pier. The Star leads this morning with Jailbirds I View Conair Exposed. That's the headline. This is photographs allegedly showing drug packages dropped into a prison yard. And the Mirror goes this morning with Season's Cheatings. According to the paper, people are planning a very naughty Christmas as 1,000 a month flock to adultery sites. And there's more on that story in the front of the Mirror this morning. But to some of the other other stories that you will be talking about today. RTÉ is also on the front of the Irish Times this morning. The state broadcaster to get an extra €10 million in state funding. This is from the government, and also a commission on the future of public service broadcasting is to be established under proposals that will be considered by the government. According to the Irish Times, senior figures in RTÉ have been expecting the additional €10 million and were surprised that it wasn't announced by the finance minister on budget day. But a number of measures related to the broadcaster are to be considered by the cabinet, including the reappointment of members of its board. And it's understood the €10 million is to be given to the Department of Social Protection by the Department of Public Expenditure, and Minister for Social Protection Regina Doherty would then allocate the money to RTÉ in respect of free television licences for pensioners. And there's more on that story in the front of the Irish Times this morning. The also in the Irish Times today, I think a story you'll be hearing much more about as well, it's the mumps outbreak continuing. 103 new cases last week alone, for instance. This is a story in the inside of the Irish Times this morning. Paul Cullen writing that the biggest mumps outbreak in a decade is now showing no sign of abating, with 103 new cases reported in the last week. So far this year, 2,458 cases of mumps have been reported. This compares with 563 notified in all of last year alone. And this is according to the latest figures. But with the current outbreak mostly affecting teenagers and young adults, scores of schools and colleges have also been affected. And the HSE is advising those diagnosed with the disease to stay at home for at least 5 days after basically it happens, in order to try and prevent the infection from spreading any further. There's more advice in that story, as I mentioned, page 2 of the Irish Times today. Also, interesting story in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. Garda Sex Crimes Unit can't take on new cases. This is a specialist Garda unit investigating sex crimes is not expected to be able to take on any new cases until at least next March, because it's still not properly staffed. This is according to the Irish Examiner. The Protective Services Unit for Cork City Garda Division had to close investigations into new cases in November of 2017 because it wasn't adequately resourced with their personnel. And despite extra staff being deployed to it, the unit is still short of people and only resourced to deal with investigating a backlog of cases. And the Garda Press Office has told the Irish Examiner that the strength of the unit at present is one inspector, two detective sergeants and 11 detectives. And also the Garda Press Office said that there is a proposal to increase personnel numbers in this particular Cork division on a permanent basis through a local recruitment drive. And in a statement, it said that this was expected to be completed by the end of the first quarter of next year. And there's more on that story in the front of the Irish Examiner today. Also an interesting story in the inside of the Irish Independent this morning. This is nearly 1,000 social incidents on bus services, anti-social incidents, I should say, on bus services, according to the transport trade unions. Again, highlighting some of the details of the incidents experienced by staff. This is the NBRU nearly reporting that nearly 1,000 incidents of anti-social behaviour on Dublin bus services this year. The NBRU have said in a letter to the Transport Minister, Shane Ross, that the trade union said that most of the incidents were also concentrated in a few hotspots across the city. And it's understood that these include Tallaght, Neilstown, Clondalkin, Finglas and also Ballymun. And there's more details of the contents of that letter sent to the Transport Minister, page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. Also in the Irish Times today, Garda to spend €15 million on uniforms. This is Garda Management has published an invitation to tender for a contract for the supply of operational and ceremonial uniforms. And the contract is for 3 years and could also possibly be extended up to 6. But the force expects to spend about €15 million in the first 3 years, which includes the initial rollout of operational gear to 13,000 Gardaí. And the tender documents say that the operational uniform should consist of a raincoat, a soft shell jacket, trousers, over trousers, belts and caps, t-shirts and also short-sleeved polo shirts. But it's understood that the Gardaí will no longer be required to wear a tie while on normal duty, but there will be also a requirement for more formal or ceremonial occasions. And there's more on that story, page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. Just a couple of final stories to finish up today right across the papers. The Food Safety Watchdog shuts a record number of restaurants. This is on page 2 of the Irish Times this morning. More restaurants closed or sanctioned by Ireland's Food Safety Watchdog last month than any time since it actually began policing the sector 20 years ago. There's a full list of some of those outlets in the inside of the Irish Times this morning. Also, page 17 of the Mirror today, we spend fur more on pets than humans. Pet owners will be spending more on their furry friends and animals than their humans at Christmas. This is the Maxi Zoo study showing 36% of people fork out more on animals than on their family relations, and 50% of pets have their own Christmas stockings. Two thirds will actually be tearing open opening the wrapping of a Christmas present as well for their pets this Christmas. And we'll end on a positive note today. Not a bad spot. Ireland is third in the UN Quality of Life list. We're interested in your views on this story this morning, because people in this country have the third best quality of life in the world behind Norwegians and the Swiss. This is according to a new study by the UN. The annual Human Development Index rankings are calculated using three very specific categories: health, education and income.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk today.